Hi guys, this is Jenny. You're listening to another episode of 潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hi guys, this is Advertiser Adam. Everything on sale.
Everything on sale.
Everything must go.
我们最喜欢的打折，为什么呢？因为今天是美国的 Black Friday.
Everything's on sale.
哎，就是美国的一个疯狂打折日啊。那说到打折呢，其实你可能在困惑，它是 sale 还是 sales？ 是 on sale 还是 in sale？
In sale，
对
，over the sale。
我们今天就会跟大家说一说非常实用的购物英语，特别是和打折、折扣都相关的。Because who doesn't like a sale？ 好，那今天我们会把在节目里所有教大家这些非常实用的说法都放在我们的文字推送里面。那推送呢，你只要到我们的公众号关注我们，开言英语，开放的开，语言的言，就能够收到我们的推送了。好，那首先来说说 Black Friday。
Okay, Black Friday is the day after American Thanksgiving.
对，你要讲 American Thanksgiving， 因为加拿大也有 Thanksgiving。
We also have a Thanksgiving。
But it's in October, right?
It's a bit warmer.
对，那美国的 Thanksgiving 呢是在 November， 然后它每一年都是在 the fourth Thursday in November，就是11月的第四个星期四。那过完了感恩节呢，第二天就是 Friday，
yeah，
大家就出去买东西了，
right，
就去 shopping 了，
yeah，
所以是 Black Friday，啊。那具体讲到为什么它叫 Black， 其实之前我们的会员课程也做过，就是说因为打折的时候大家都开着车出去买东西，所以路上黑压压一片，全是人，全是车。Well, that's one of the stories.
Right, there's so many stories. I always like the other story that companies are in the red. Right, they owe money. But then on Black Friday, they make enough money to put them in the black.
Ah, okay. 就不亏钱了，是不是？So, win-win, 双赢 customer 也 happy, 然后这些商店商家也 happy, 是不是？
We're happy too.
对。
Triple win.
好，那现在我们就来说打折吧。其实现在 Black Friday 啊，你在北美的商店看到最多的一个字呢，可能就是 sale.
Yes, a sale is an event.
S-A-L-E. What kind of an event?
A kind of event where products are on sale.
对，就是这些东西呢都 on sale， 意思就是 you get them for cheaper.
Cheaper, right. So a store will have a sale and their products or their things, their stuff will be on sale.
Okay. 那如果打折就是力度很大啊，大打折可以说 big sale 吗？
Big sale，
可以啊。
Oh yeah。
哦，比如说 Nike is having a big sale，
big Christmas sale， huge Black Friday sale， hurry hurry hurry。
哎，但是那个介词都是 on sale 是吧？
On sale， yeah。
Sale starting soon， sale ending soon，
the sale ending soon， hurry hurry hurry。
好，or something will go on sale。
Well， go on sale is interesting because it can mean like soon.The sale will begin and it will be cheaper, but it also means before this product was not available, soon it will be available.
比如 the iPhone 10 will go on sale in 什么什么时候、
right.
就说开始售卖是吧、
right.
所以还是要看具体的 context 那个场景、那如果商店都在打折，你可以说 there's sale going on everywhere, everything is on sale.
Everything is on sale.
There's big sale going on everywhere, 是吧？那打折到最后的时候 everything must go.
Everything must go, yeah.
所以它就会出现另外一种 sale。
Yes, this is usually called a clearance sale.
Clearance sale 就是 everything, 就 we need to clear the store.
We need to get new stuff.
对、
right? We want to get new stuff, so let's get rid of the old stuff, and then we have space to bring the new stuff in.
所以通常你这个就是 sale on top of sale.
Yes, sales on top of sales. Hurry, hurry, hurry.
就 extra discount 嘛，对吧？
Yes, but usually not as much as another kind of sale, which I always feel is kind of a sad sale.
哦，你是说那个什么 we're closing down,
right, 然后。So we call this kind of sale a liquidation sale.
我就想起来那个美国百货店百年的 Sears,、它去年就 加拿大美国店都关了，然后就很 sad、mm-hmm. 对，那个商店就写着 liquidation sale.
Right, I mean, because you know, I grew up with this store, my parents grew up with this store, grandparents grew up with this store, and then suddenly it's, you know, hurry, hurry, everything must go.
是真的 must go because they'll no longer be around.
Well, they have to pay all of the people that they owe money to.
对 liquidation sale. 好，那如果你是趁打折的时候买了一个东西，这可以怎么说呢？
Okay, so like for example, this sweater that I'm wearing, I got on sale.
Okay, so to get something on sale, 是吧？也可以说 I bought it on sale.
You could say that, yeah. But I mean, get is just so, you know, natural, colloquial. I got it on sale.
很地道的啊。这里很重要的一点，我们一直在讲 sale 啊，就是要跟大家说，这个不是 on sales.
Right, you'll never hear on sales.
Sales, 对，就是 on sale. 那 sales 呢，通常就是一个人，对不对？
Salesperson.
A salesperson or a shop assistant.
Right, yeah. Or maybe a department in a company, right? Sales.
Sales department, 没错。我们再回到大家喜欢的打折好了。那另外还有一个词折扣呢，就是 discount.
Ooh, discount. Yes, I love this word.
Discount 的意思其实就是更具体的打几折是吧、
Yeah, like for example, my dad is almost 70. He gets a senior's discount of 10% at the pharmacy.
Okay, 所以你前面说的那个 senior's discount 就是有个老人证然后就有老年人折扣是不是、
right.
然后我就想到以前读书的时候会有、
student discount.
Student discount,、right. 对。那说到 discount, 中文和英文呢，它是反过来的。
Yeah, this was always really interesting for, you know, students of Chinese in China, because this would always be like lesson four, you know, shopping. And then we learned that, okay, so if it's three, it actually means 70?
对，比如打七折，用这个例子好了。英语里面就是
30% off.
30% off, 对。比如说打八折。
I'm 20% off. Are you testing my math today?
这很 simple 啦，这根本就不是 math. Come on. 对，就是英语里面通常你会看到是这个 percentage off, right?、那商店里面或者说口语里面最常用的其实都不会把 discount 这个词说出来，直接就是 it's 30% off,、it's 20% off, right? Or it's 50% off.
Right, so again, like the announcer might say like, hurry down to Jenny's store. Everything is 50% off. 50% off the entire store.
Okay. 诶，那如果一个东西打折时候买也可以说 I got it on discount?、
You wouldn't say I got it on discount, you'd probably say I got a discount.
Oh, I got a discount.
Yeah, or you could also say I got it discounted, but it's probably much more common to hear like I got a discount or I got a good deal.
Oh, 对 deal 这个也很好，也是很口语的啊。
Right.
就现在 Black Friday, so stores, 然后还有 Amazon 这种 online retailers,you can find some really great deals.
Like the best deals.
So there are lots of great deals on Black Friday. 它这个 deal 好到一个程度就是 they are a steal.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's what a steal.
A deal so good, it's a steal.
It's a steal. It's like you're stealing it.
没错。所以 steal, S-T-E-A-L, 它的意思是偷。
Right.
但是如果你买了一个东西真的是非常的划算你也可以说 oh, it's like a steal.
Yeah, it's a steal.
It's a steal. 好的。另外我觉得商店里面呢你会看到的词或者 sales 会跟你说的就是啊 these have all been marked down.
Marked down. Yeah, this is a good one because you can kind of picture it like they're writing a new price on it using a marker to mark the price down. So they almost like if it's $20, they'll just cross that out with the marker and then write $10.
对，所以就是 markdown.
Markdown, yeah.
你可以就叫这些货品打折货品 they're markdowns.
Yeah.
然后呢我觉得这前面说一个东西打折了然后后面它又打折。
Oh, yeah.
他们也经常会说 oh, this has been further marked down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
就是又打了 further marked down.
I keep hearing this announcer voice in my head, you know.
Where do you go shopping? 我怎么在加拿大从来没听过他们
讲。It's TV, it's always on TV, right?、You know, like marked out even further. Hurry, hurry, hurry.
是电视广告里有很多这种。好那今天我们最后跟大家说说一些打折商店好了。当然 on Black Friday, every store, online or offline,
is offering a discount.
没错。 但是呢日常也有一些是专门的打折店。
嗯、so we call those, not surprisingly, discount stores.
Discount stores.、
Mm.
比如 outlets 算不算 discount stores?
Yes, I think they would. I mean, I don't shop at discount stores, so I wouldn't know.
对 outlets 是可能我们出国旅游啊会非常喜欢去的、mm-hmm. because you do get some crazy deals.
You get some really crazy deals there because it's all name brand stuff,
对
but it's just heavily marked down.
没错你前面说 name brands 就是一些名牌的东西啊、mm. 就不是那种乱七八糟的东西。
Yeah.
但是我后来发现北美也有一些 discount stores. They're not outlet malls,、mm. not outlet shops. 它就是日常都营业的然后里面就是乱七八糟的东西。
You're right. So in the States, they have one called TJ Maxx. And、here in Canada, we have a very famous one called Winners. And I learned in university that all of the girls in my residence loved Winners so much.、It's a really popular place to go.
它里面就是什么衣服鞋子都有吗、
It's got everything. I mean, it also has like housewares and sports equipment.、Like they really have everything and it's all marked down.
所以它就是比较 outdated, 比较过时的一些货品是吧
Well, yes and no. I mean...It is outdated in the sense that, you know, like the real store can't sell it anymore. But I mean, it's only outdated by like a season.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So if you're super fashionable, then of course that's not okay. But me, like I want a white shirt.Well, like a white shirt's not going to change from season to season.
好，所以这种就叫 discount stores.
Yeah, and it'll still be a name brand, right?
对的。好，那我们今天呢跟大家分享了一些 Black Friday, 然后更重要一些 discount 和 sale 的英语啊。反正这个打折季嘛，我觉得是现在从我们的 Double Eleven 双十一就拉开了 global discount 的序幕、然后就开始美国的 Thanksgiving, Christmas,、然后之后中国的 Chinese New Year.
Oh, yeah.
We've got a few months.Of good deals, I think.
Yeah, but we're all going to be so broke by the time March comes around.
Right. Women be shopping.
Women be shopping, that's right.
Men be shopping.
Men be shopping. Yes, you're right.
当然最好的投资我真的觉得还是投资在自己有些朋友健身对吗、还学习、因为 you just,、you know, these things change you, transform you in a very substantial way.
It's very true. Yeah, it's very true. The best investment you can make is in yourself.
是所以呢这也是为什么那么多朋友都加入了开言英语跟我们一起来学习英语因为我们不仅教给你英语而且它是最实用最地道最真实的都由我们北美主播们为大家编写和讲解的口语然后呢我们还会告诉你很多相关的文化知识让你体会到即使在中国你也可以学习到最实用最地道的英语好感谢大家的收听你可以到我们的微信公众号点击菜单免费试用一下会员课程那公众号呢你也可以升级学习一年只要619元每天都有新课 OK thank you for listening we'll see you next time再见
Bye guys Happy shopping